Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 138. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. And no, your speakers, your headphones aren't fucked up. Might sound a little bit different. Stranger than usual. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location for reasons I'll get to later. And I, also, yeah, I mean, my voice is really that horrible. I mean, that's what chain smoking for 20 years will get you. Yeah, and recording at 3 in the morning when you just roll out of bed. Like, that doesn't change. That's still the usual shit. And living a lifestyle where you legit don't speak a word to another human being. I mean, almost ever, really. And I'm using a $20 microphone and fucking cheap-ass audio software. And being half retarded in general, but enough excuses. We're gonna go through with this tonight. We'll get it done. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Email. Good Lord. I know I've gone over this a few times. Seems like almost every episode, I think, just about a little jab at email or shilling for, you know, hey, this thing called email, check it out. Because the email's pretty handy, right? I mean, it's like the mail, only electronic, and you send shit instantaneously. Pretty simple way to communicate with people. Something I'm not good at, but the tools are there. So, straightforward, but now there's like a million different services and to do that, to talk to people, online and whatever, electronically. People are all spread out all over the place, scattered all over the internet. You know, my Facebook page, my Twitter profile, my Instagram, my Snapchat, my fucking Discord server, like whatever. And yeah, I mean, again, normally I don't care. I mean, I'm usually good just not talking to anybody, as I mentioned before. Usually doesn't happen too often. Last week, I was trying to track somebody down to make a new logo for the podcast and the website and whatever. I was getting sick of looking at the shitty one I made in like 2 minutes on MS Paint, just fucking type out fucking, oh, Grunt Free Press, whatever, and like, here you go, just use it for like whatever, garbage, I'll change that, and then fucking again, like 3 years later. I don't even think MS Paint's a thing anymore. I think they shut that down. I can still use it. I have the legacy. I think it might be rare software now. But yeah, I threw that together as a placeholder again like 3 years ago, and I've been using it, and every week I upload and fucking whatever, do stupid shit too. Like I even fucked that up. Like I tried to make a note, a mental note when I was first doing this, and I'd fucking listen, I've listened to podcasts and shit, and I'm like, oh, I always hate when people have like a white border around their thing, because if you look at your phone while that's going, as a white border, and it, like the time of the phone is right there, my phone anyway is fucking right there, and it's white too, so it blends in, you can't see it, and I'm like fucking like shit, I'm like, well, that's fucking stupid. Like if I ever make a podcast, I'll make sure I make the fucking background black, which I did. I just made a fucking black square, and again, just typed in fucking Grunt Free Press and whatever MS default text, whatever font. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And I fucking like look at it, and it's like there's a white border around it for some reason. And I'm like, I don't know why that's there. I never figured it out. That's how retarded I am with that shit. So I just left it. Yeah, that's what we've been going with. It changed like recently, like 6 months ago or so, where if you go to upload a podcast, where I do it anyway, they give you an option. They want like two options. Like, normal picture, which I've been using for like 3 years, works fine, but it's shitty, but it works. And then then they want like a widescreen picture, and I don't have a widescreen picture. But again, I tried like, yeah, let's see, I'll just like reformat this, the one I have, and just do it widescreen, but tried doing that, it didn't work. I couldn't figure it out. I don't know what was going on there. So yeah, I mean, I just leave that blank, and I have no idea what shows up on the show. If you have a widescreen phone, I guess. Nothing, I imagine. Again, I don't have a fucking, what you consider a widescreen phone. I don't know, maybe it's for like tablets or something. I have no idea, but, don't know. Maybe nothing shows up. I don't know. Maybe it's just fucking the other thing stretched. I have no idea. So, yeah. So I figure I'm making a new logo, a logo for my home page. Now, if I'm doing that, like, yeah, I might as well try and make a good one. Not me, pretty much, is what that means. Just make it from somebody who's, try to do it from somebody who can make art, you know. Have somebody who can make art do it, an artist, I think they're called. So, I mean, I used to be able to draw shit pretty well, actually, but, you know, I mean, fucking now, anything I put like a pen to, try to do something like that, it's fucking, well, it looks like a child did it, like, you know, a fucking 5-year-old kid could do better. So it's like, ah, it's awful. Whatever that is, I lost it for not drawing for fucking years. So a lot of other shows have fans like draw shit and send it into like, oh, look at all this art we got from our talented fans. Granted, I don't think I have a lot of fans. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, my download counts are in the tens, you know, but, yeah, none of you cunts have fucking stepped it up with any of that fan art there. So I'm just, you know, thinking like, I don't know, the internet's full of artists, so they see that shit everywhere, you know, see art everywhere, I guess. But, you know, a lot of fucking just shit people draw all over the fucking place. So, I mean, it can't be that hard to find anybody to do that, right? Shouldn't be hard to find somebody to just fucking make a shitty fucking logo. So one of the podcasts I've been listening to recently is Owen Benjamin's, and he does like a 2-hour rant. You know, he does like a YouTube video. He's like just sits in front of the camera for like 2 hours, like every fucking day. So, and he just fucking rants about bullshit and gets pissed off. So he's getting me beat there. I mean, I do this once a week. Like every day, he's fucking, he puts in the hours. But yeah, I mean, every now and then, you know, Andy, I've usually listened to it at work, and I just fucking go and I'll watch like the videos or whatever every now and then. The ones that he doesn't upload on his podcast thing, whatever those things are called, the audio only things that people make, those weirdos. Yeah, so every now and then he gives shout outs to people that, you know, send him like, you know, do shit for him, send him fan art and shit. And yeah, the name that kept coming up is somebody called Kiwi Bear, because, you know, he's got a whole cult thing going on where all of his fans are bears. I tried going into one of his streams there, and I asked if I could be Faggot Bear, because, you know, I'm a chain smoker, you know, I smoke a bunch of fags all the time, you know, and I'm hairy too, and bear is slang for hairy gay dude. But so I felt this bit, no, I didn't get any response from that, so I don't know what that's about. Watching some of his videos, they have like the thumbnail art or whatever. I think the art for like his specials and shit too. The art from this Kiwi Bear person, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, you know what I mean? Like, it is good. It's not just like, oh yeah, fans made me art, I gotta pretend it's good, you know? Which I wouldn't do, but some people do. Yeah, no, it's almost like, Sailor Jerry tattoo art, some of it and shit. I mean, she did like the artwork for one of his specials called, Feed the Bear, I think, and fucking, yeah, I mean, I'm like looking at that, like, you know, he's got like, again, like the thumbnail or whatever on there, and yeah, it just says the art for that is as a bear climbing over a wall, which like Feed the Bear, the lettering in that's like from Pink Floyd's The Wall, you know, the album and the movie or whatever. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm getting pretty good. I'm just fucking, that's cool. It's like something I would draw back in the day when I could draw. You know what I mean? I used to fucking draw on my fucking bedroom walls and shit. And, I was a weird kid. But yeah, I used to draw like a lot of the shit from like the wall. You know what I mean? Fucking like, yeah, it's fucking the bricks and shit and the characters from the movie and fucking like whatever and all that shit. Just fucking whatever. When I could draw, I'm like, I used to draw a lot of the wall shit, and it just kind of, looks like that, the bear, or whatever. But I'm like, so it's like, yeah, it's pretty cool. So I'm like, yeah, I could use something like that, you know. I'm not like fucking the wall, art from the wall, but I mean, fucking, it's like, ah, cool. I get like, again, just kind of like her style and shit. So it'd be cool if she could draw me something. So yeah, so I'm trying to get in touch with this this Kiwi bear and see if she's interested in designing something for me. And again, gonna go on a limb, see, she's not a fan of the show, you know what I mean? Fucking, she's not one of the 10 people who listen every week, but, yeah, I'm just like, fucking, like, well, you know, if I pay her, of course, you know, but, probably, yeah, you'd think so. So I'm just like, how to do that, like, how to get in touch with her to see if she's interested in doing that. So, probably Twitter, you'd think. I mean, I'm just like, alright, so I'll try that again. I don't fucking like using Twitter. Like, I don't really have a fucking profile, but it's like, search, like, whatever, Kiwi Bear fucking Twitter. I find her fucking profile there, but it's like, okay, well now what? You know, I have no idea how Twitter works. I know there's a way to send people direct messages on there, but there's no button or anything that I can see. It's not just like a button. This is like direct message and whatever. I'd use my like bullshit account or whatever and fucking try doing that. But I'm like, I really just don't know how this works. Again, maybe it's because I'm not signed into a profile. Like if I signed in, like that would work, but maybe that's why. But, again, I've signed in and used Twitter twice, I think. Once to call somebody a faggot, who then immediately blocked me, and I was trying to get in touch with somebody again, just kind of like relay information to them. I just get completely ignored by them too. So fuck it. And I followed Lauren Phillips there, the porn star who still owes me a blowjob. It's been 2 years there, Lauren, and my dick is still dry as a bone over here. Plus I don't want really anything to do with Twitter, like in general. So there's that too. I remember hearing again, fucking on the shows and shit, like no one brings her up, and he's talked about how she is. Saying she has a website or something. So yeah, I just search for like Kiwi Bear, Google or whatever, and what comes up, you know, we do that, and like Google like Kiwi Bear, you mostly get a bears made out of kiwis, kiwis cut to look like bears. So yeah, that doesn't help. And then I find an Instagram for her. And great, again, I also, same shit, I don't know how the fuck Instagram works. I don't have a fucking Instagram account. Same shit, like, I don't see, like, any direct message option on there or anything, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, cool, so the same thing there. But it's like, oh, cool, but she's, you know, I see, like, a link there to her website. So go to her website there, Loon Creative. And yeah, guess what? I get on there. There's no contact information, no email address, just a link to her PayPal, PayPal account. I'm like, fucking okay. So click on that, thinking like, you know, there's something there, like fucking like a, you know, hey, like contact me here or whatever or some shit. I don't know, but no, it's just like some like a donate button, pretty much saying like, oh, you know, hey, thanks, you know, thanks for supporting me. You know, and it's like cool. You know, I'd love to, I'd love to give you some money over here, but I can't fucking reach you. Can't reach you to do anything for me, you fucking Aussie fuck or whatever. I think it's I think she's from like New Zealand or some shit. But yeah, so yeah, so now I start like combing through comments on Owen Benjamin videos. Just like, all right, maybe we can find like her Google profile. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean at this point, I'm starting to feel like a fucking stalker. And yeah, I'm getting tired of looking at fucking Owen Benjamin's goofy face, but yeah, I do find one of her comments eventually there, and say, all right, click on that, her YouTube profile, Google profile, whatever they call it. Great, you know, click that, and again, there's no way to get in touch like that I can find. It's just like, oh, here's a page, or whatever, like no like direct messages or whatever. So, yeah, I think you can post messages to people's channels or something, but you gotta like set your thing up like that, like your YouTube. I don't think my thing's even set up like that to like leave like a comment on there. So, yeah. So what the fuck now? You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, dude, fuck this. I'm just starting to feel like creepy, like I'm fucking like stalking this person, like Googling her name and shit, and like whatever. So I'm like, all right, so I give up. Yeah, it's getting too creepy even for me. Which is hard to do. So, yeah, but now I've got it in my head that, you know, I'm getting, I'm like, you know, just my head's turning. I'm like, well, I want new artwork for the show and shit, you know, for the website. So, yeah, I search for, I'm just like, all right, well, I'll just search like art, you know, like commission somebody to draw something for, you know, like commissioned art and, see what I see. And yeah, a lot of garbage comes up when you do that. You know, lots of like pages for people's DeviantArt, and I think I even saw something like, oh, you know, commission people to draw for you from DeviantArt, you know. But the few that I looked at were just kind of like, you know, hey, do you want like some spread eagle anime girls, or do you want furries fucking? And, you know, well, both. I mean, I want both of those, but not right now. You know, stop trying to distract me. I'm trying to get something done here. So, yeah, then, you know, I find one other random site that looks legit, and it's just like, you know, pictures of, you know, different, just thumbnails of people's drawings, and, you know, here's some samples from different artists, and you can pick one that you like, and start a conversation there, and tell them what you're looking for. And, you know, they'll get back to you. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever, it's not going to hurt. Not going to hurt me to try that, so, worth a shot, you know, I pick one there that's it's got like a pen and ink drawing of an owl. I mean, it almost looks like it's like a wood burnt or whatever. That'd be kind of cool, something I can, you know, if I can just give him an idea and have him just draw up something. So, so yeah, you know, I do click on like, you know, start an offer, commission this person, and just say like, yeah, you know, I want a drawing of an old, you know, what I have in my head is I want a drawing of an old timey typewriter with skeleton hands typing on it, and then have the paper that's coming out of the typewriter saying Grunt Free Press, you know, and you know, I put that in there. He responds fairly quickly. He's got he just pretty much posts like some more samples of what he's done before, and they're all pretty good drawings. You know, it's all pretty good, you know. And he says like, you know, send over a sketch that will be like a rough draft of what I want him to do. You know what I mean? And a description of what I want. I thought I made myself pretty clear in the first post there. You know, it's old-timey typewriter, skeleton hands. I mean, what else do you need? And it just kind of draws itself as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, so I end up drawing like this super shitty sketch of that. You know, again, probably the first time I've tried to draw anything in like years, like 5 years, you know what I mean? So I do that, and take like a picture of that on my phone. Then he says he wants like a reference photo, so I'm like searching, you know, image searching, you know, typewriters, fucking skeleton hands, typewriter, old time typewriter font, stuff like that. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to think, like, is this guy just going to, like, take all these photos and, like, put them together and, like, Photoshop them and then, like, you know, apply some kind of, like, pen and ink filter to it and then, like, charge me for that? Because, yeah, because I could do that myself. I mean, I don't want to do it again. I'd probably fuck it up, but I could do it. You know, I could do something like that. Not what I'm looking for. So, yeah, but whatever. You get all these photos and shit together and send all that, post that. The sketch I made is fucking hilarious, by the way. Yeah, depending on how this whole thing turns out, I mean, I'll either put it up somewhere, somewhere to fucking just show the contrast of, like, what I did versus, like, what I get from it, of whatever, you know, whatever happens. Of, like, this is, like, a before and an after, and mine's fucking hilarious, again, hilariously fucking awful. Or, you know, or if nothing fucking works out, I'll just, use that, you know, use my shitty sketch and just be like, oh, is this, I guess this is my fucking logo now, you know, just fucking, like, really shitty, fucking hilarious shit. Again, looks like a fucking three-year-old fucking drew it. Yeah, so, yeah, then I'm on, you know, I just type out again, just fucking like, all right, here's what I'm looking for. This is the same shit again. I already typed the first time. Just, yeah, I was getting kind of like sketchy. I'm just like, this guy was just like a bot or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Don't know who the fuck this person is. So, but then I'm on YouTube again, just, you know, dicking around and fucking, see a little, live thing for Owen Benjamin's channel. And he's live streaming. So I'm like, all right, well, fucking, I'll just hop in there for a bit. And it, yeah, one of the moderators in the chat is a Kiwi Bear, you know. So I'm like, huh, you know, I wonder if I can, you know what I mean. But again, you know, how the fuck am I gonna get in touch with her here, you know, from a fucking live stream? Same kind of conundrum, you know what I mean? I just write. I type out in the chat, I'm like, fucking, like, hey, Kiwi Bear, you know what I mean? Because I know we'll fucking, when you do that in, like, the YouTube chat, like, it highlights her name. I'll highlight her name on the screen, on her screen, anyway. That's fucking, I'm like, hey, Kiwi Bear, you know, I'll pay you to make art for me, you know, email me at fucking absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com, and just fucking, you know, post that, just fucking post my email address in a fucking chat room with 1,000 people in it. But whatever, you know what I mean? I don't really give a shit. So then I'm just like, hey, you know, again, I'm watching the fucking live stream, just dicking around, hanging around, and fucking, it's like, you know, no email notifications or anything. I wonder if fucking she saw that. Again, you can have the fucking chat just fucking going and going, you know, nobody ever fucking, you know, can barely fucking read shit. So, yeah, so it's like either she missed it or she's ignoring me or, you know, She left the room. I'm just fucking going back and forth between shit too, just having it in the background. So thinking like, you know, I could pay for a super chat, which'll blast the message on the screen for a while, and I, a little bit harder to miss that. So. But, you know, that was just I don't really know, like, the etiquette of that, of using fucking Super Chat, you know, trying to make a transaction, trying to give somebody else money through this fucking guy's channel, you know, and fucking on this live stream here where we're fucking, Owen's talking about his family fucking, being ostracized from his town or whatever, you know, it seems rather douchey to do, you know. So he's like fucking is talking about like shit with his family. I'm just fucking like, hey, blah blah blah, like fucking, you know, contact me for some my fucking stupid site, you know. But I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. Fucking, you know, pay $5. Again, just type the same shit in, you know, just giant green text on the screen. Again, it's like 1,000 people fucking watching, just fucking like, hey, fucking Kiwi Bear, email me at absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com. I'll pay for your art. You know, I can't find a way to reach you. And, you know, parentheses is, it's right, fucking not a stalker. Because just to be clear, yeah, I was kind of feeling like I was a fucking stalker. I love trying to fucking track this fucking person down. And, yeah, and then somebody else in the chat room, another moderator, says, like, yeah, well, oh, well, why don't you DM her on Twitter? It's fucking like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, yeah, I was like, fucking, I'm like, I don't fucking use Twitter, dude. Fuck that. So, And then, the moderator there says, "Oh, well, I'll leave a message on my YouTube channel, and I'll pass the message along to her." So it's like, you know, now I'm going through fucking multiple third parties here, trying to get a hold of this fucking person to try to give them money. You know what I mean? It's like, I have money for you. I have like a job for you. Like fucking, you know what I mean? And I already just paid fucking $5 just for the privilege of trying to fucking get in touch with this person. So, like, whatever. I go to that other person's YouTube page and another bear person there. And, yeah, I start writing the same shit. And, you know, as I'm doing that, fucking, again, I have, like, the live stream in the background on another tab. Then, then fucking Owen reads my super chat out loud, you know, on the fucking stream. He's like, "Oh, you know, this person wants Kiwi Bear to make fan art for him. Oh, that's fucking awesome." And he starts like screaming into the mic. He's like, "Hey, Kiwi Bear, pay attention. This person here is gonna we'll pay you for your artwork." You know, I'm fucking just like, "Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's fucking super nice. I mean, I paid him, I guess." And, and I think he reads every super chat out loud. Says whatever. Again, just fucking listening. He's like, fucking, "Oh, hey, Kiwi Bear, email this guy at absolutedecide@gruntfreepress.com. And I'm just like, "God fucking damn it, dude. Of course, dude, you know. Absolute Decide." I'm like, fucking, again, I'm fucking in the chat real quick. Fucking capital letters, fucking Decide. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Decide, fucking exclamation point, not Decide. So it's like, cool, you know, if she heard that again, if she's fucking paying attention, and, you know, then now she has the wrong fucking email address, great. What happened to that fucking 140 IQ there, Owen? You know, he seems to mention it quite a bit, and you can't even fucking read. Now I don't know, now it's like, now I don't know what the fuck to do, you know. You know, hopefully by the time that this airs, something has happened. They have a different fucking logo, a different, whatever you want to call it, fucking thumbnail for the podcast. Hopefully I get in touch with Kiwi Bear and work something out, in which case, thank you, Kiwi Bear. If not, fuck you, Kiwi Bear. And yeah, if the other person, if I just went with the other fucking person there on the fucking random website, good job, other person. If nothing has changed, then what? Maybe I fucking gave up on the idea completely. Who knows? It's been a week. My mind fucking changes pretty quickly. I actually did get in. She did fucking email me. Seems like a very nice lady. She seemed fucking interested in doing it. And yeah, we're going back and forth and whatever. Same shit. I just gave her like the photos or whatever. But yeah, that was like, I haven't heard from her in like 5 days. And I don't want to fucking rush her or anything. But it's fucking just like, Jesus Christ, like, what's going on? So, who knows, again, still in the same boat. This, like, I wrote this like a fucking week ago, but again, who knows, I don't know, in the same boat that I was a week ago, more or less. So, but, yeah, video games happen too. It's not all about me. I gotta give my service to the public, so, they happen when they were possible, I'll put it that way. It's been a few days this week. Had no power. Yeah, my undisclosed location here. Yeah, I'm just I'm in a hotel because I haven't had power in 4 days. So, kind of hard to play video games with no internet or power. So we do what we can. We gotta do what we gotta do. You know. So get to that later if you care about my misery. But so yeah, I went down a bit of a rabbit hole this week playing kind of playing the game association game with the new hot release of the week, Into the Breach, which I never heard of until this week, last week, whatever. Yeah, it's from the development studio there who made FTL. Which I've never played either. I think I own it. I think it's FTL is one of those games that it's always in fucking, like, you know, bundles and shit with other games, or it pops up on sale for like a dollar. One of those games that kind of finds a way into your game library, like whether you want it or not. Like, what the fuck is this? What the hell is this coming? I've never fucking played it. people seem to like it. I don't know. I just fucking never just get around to it, I guess. But so yeah, I'm reading all these very positive reviews, fucking all over the internet. For the game there, Into the Breach. I'm hearing people on podcasts like rave about it, and yeah, you know, I guess it's like a sci-fi turn-based strategy game. It's got giant robots fighting monsters or some shit. Pacific Rim, kaiju, Godzilla type thing, maybe. From what I understand, and I'm hearing this again. I'm fucking just reading, skimming through reviews and shit, just hearing people talk about it. I'm like, yeah, that sounds fucking cool. You know what I mean? Turn-based strategy game, fucking robots and fucking giant fucking Godzilla monsters and shit. So yeah, it sounds like something I'd really like to play. You know, something I would enjoy. Then I see some pictures and videos of the actual game, like, you know, the gameplay, and it's just like, yeah, it looks like shit. It looks like a bottom of the barrel mobile game from 5 years ago. And I'm not a big fucking graphics whore, obviously. I've been playing old Castlevania games for the past month, but just the art and the pixel art in the game bothers me a lot. It does. I've gone over it before. I mean, there's no reason for games to look like shit anymore. like modern games, this shouldn't look like garbage. Back in the day, where pixel art wasn't pixel art, you know, NES days, fucking Super Nintendo. Again, I've gone over this, but yeah, back then, it's like they were going, you know, they were doing the best they could to make the graphics look like something, you know what I mean? Like either like realistic looking or cartoony or whatever, but they did what they could. I mean, most of the time they would take like hand-drawn art, you know, hand-drawn pictures and try to like translate that as best they could, you know what I mean, as what they did what they could, like pixel by pixel, of just trying to recreate this hand-drawn art, or like, you know, a photograph or whatever, and, you know, 8 and 16-bit shit is fucking just like, it's pixels, you know what I mean, but that's what they had, but they weren't like, hey, let's make pixel art, because it looks good, or whatever, you know, and again, it's just now you can just take like that, just the source, whatever you're looking at, and just scan it into what, you know, as a sprite, you know. If you're like going for like the retro thing, fine, I guess. I mean, but that's a choice that you make. And yeah, I mean, there's good pixel art and bad pixel art. You know, there's some good looking games out there and doing the retro thing. But a lot of the time, I have a sneaking suspicion that the game's programmer or designer is just like, all right, fuck it, you know what I mean? We don't need an artist. You know, how hard is it to draw a bunch of fucking pixels? I found out this week it's pretty hard to draw fucking anything if you're not good at it. Yeah, so you know, they try doing that for the game. You just get a fucking ugly mess of fucking pixels that look like shit. And like, you know, like Into the Breach, which I didn't. I was like, oh, I'm all excited reading about it, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna play it. Not gonna play it. Just I can't get over how fucking bad it looks. So, you know, as I'm looking at the game on Steam, I see another turn-based game about fighting robots in the, you know, one of the suggested tabs there. Like, oh, you know, games like this, you might like this other game. See another one there, Battletech. A game called Battletech. And that game looks fucking awesome. So I click on that. You know, I'm watching some trailers, and it's like, yeah, dude, that looks fucking badass. Dude, Battletech looks fucking awesome. Almost like a turn-based Mech Warrior or Chrome Hounds, you know? That type of thing. Just you know, it's got like XCOM combat almost. I think, yeah, in like the preview for it, the guy literally says, like, oh, it's like XCOM. Like, we took like XCOM as an inspiration for the combat. So yeah, that comes out, Battletech comes out in April, next month, I believe. But yeah, just seeing that, I'm like, oh, that looks fucking, again, looks, that's something I would definitely play. That just kind of further convinced me not to play Into the Breach. It's just like, yeah, I'll just wait another month and play a better game, I think. And again, I was just looking at like the BattleTech page there, the store page, and you know who makes it, and it's made by Harebrained Schemes, and that, now I'm like, who's that? That name sounds kind of familiar. It's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, those are the guys who made the most recent Shadowrun games. Yeah, this is where we continue down the rabbit hole. You know, I remember playing Shadowrun Returns when it first came out several years ago. But they didn't make, but I'm like, you know, I played Shadowrun Returns. Like that was a pretty big deal when it came out, when it first came out. But I'm like, didn't they make like a couple more of games in that series, like the Shadowrun, like spin-offs or sequels or whatever. I'm looking at that. I'm like, oh yeah, they did. They definitely, there's like two more of them. And I already owned them. Like, I already fucking bought them and shit. I just never get around to playing them. So I was like, yeah, now's as good a time as any to just, you know, play them. You know, again, it's the last time I played Kingdom Come Deliverance, it just fucking glitched out on me again. I just playing that game. I couldn't like interact with anything. I fucking I was riding around on a horse and a woman fell out of the sky and died. It's fucking okay. It's probably not right. So it was just like out of, like, you know, random woman just fucking raining fucking women and they're dying in the streets. The game also does like this ticking thing if you just play for too long. I guess it's a glitch. He's fucking just, you know, just out of nowhere, just starts going fucking tick 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 tick, and it's like, all right. And then that's when it really starts fucking up after that. So, it won't stop with the ticking until you fucking like quit out of the game and restart it. So that was happening. So yeah, and yeah, I fucking reloaded my save. I got, where was I last before everything got all fucking broken? And again, fucking hours ago. So. I don't know. That game is on timeout. I lost like another hour or so fucking doing that. So, I played Shadowrun Dragonfall instead, which I will get to after this timeout here. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Again, I apologize if the audio is a little fucked up. Again, I'm just kind of holding the mic by myself like we're doing a fucking stand-up act or something, which I'm not used to doing. Usually I have it on a stand and I have like a pop filter that I just shove my face into, so I have some kind of guide of where to hold it. But yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm just fucking like waving my hands around like usual, like talking with my hands, fucking coffee, cigarettes and shit. And we'll have the pop filter too. You might hear my kind of faggy lisp, which isn't because I'm a fag. It's actually from a fishing accident, which I won't get into. We've fucking done enough fucking tangents. Shadowrun Dragonfall is the second of the three newer Shadowrun games. And yeah, you know, those are old school PC RPGs, you know. In the vein of, you know, of Fallout or Baldur's Gate, just, you know, set in the Shadowrun cyberpunk universe, obviously. And, you know, they have the party turn-based combat, again, like XCOM. You have full control over everybody. There's, you know, you get cover you're trying to get to, half cover, full cover, the whole deal. Most of it's reading text, like a lot of reading, and I don't think there's any voice acting in it at all in the game. Again, it's very, very old school, but no pixel art bullshit. You know, there's 3D character models, and those are in like a hand-drawn 2D background. You know, the environment, they run around and it's all like hand-drawn shit. It's not like pixelated, so I always try to make it look like Fallout and have it be like, you know, all pixels and shit. It's like, no, it's like scanned in, like, again, just hand-drawn art. It looks really good. I mean, it's a few years old now. The 3D models aren't like super detailed or anything like that. It's pretty basic. You know, gets the job done. Pleasant to look at. I'm not a graphics whore. Just make the game not look like shit, and I'm happy pretty much. You know, it's cyberpunk, like the pen and paper game that it's based on is from the 80s. So, just think of like a comic book fucking Blade Runner style, as far as, you know, like the art goes, is fucking somebody drawing inspiration from Blade Runner if they're drawing an 80s comic book, and pretty much you get the idea. I won't go on a full rambling explanation of the Shadowrun universe, like the setting, partly because I'm not an expert and I don't do research off of the fucking podcast, but it would be boring to fucking, what am I gonna do? Am I just gonna sit here and read a summary you can look up for yourself, you know, fucking Wikipedia, fucking Shadowrun universe, and check that out? But I actually would encourage people to do that on their own time, just maybe look into it. Because it is pretty neat. I mean, basically there's advanced technology, or what would be considered advanced technology in the 80s. You know, namely, they had the internet in there before there's like a real world internet. They called that the Matrix. And that was, again, well before there was a movie called The Matrix. But then there's also like fantasy, you know, Tolkien fucking stuff in there too, you know, Dungeons and Dragons type shit, you know, magic and shamans and dragons and elves and that type of shit. Dwarves, trolls. I think something like the thing is that I think they mutated like from humans in this world, like, you know, some kind of like cataclysmic event or some shit happened. But again, I'm no fucking Shadowrun lore historian. I'm pulling a lot of it out of my ass of like what I've gathered from playing the different games and shit. I mean, it's set in a future that's scummy. It's kind of like crime-ridden 70s or 80s New York style kind of thing. Kind of a film noir vibe. Again, like Blade Runner, William Gibson, drug addicts, fucking tech addicts, gangs and street gangs, that type of shit. yeah, then there are these mega corporations that run everything in there, and they're all at war with each other, like open warfare, cyber warfare, and then they employ these freelance street thugs to infiltrate rival companies and steal their secrets, or just fucking murder people in, you know, in the rival fucking companies, and yeah, so the people who do that, the freelancers, those are called shadow runners, which is where the name comes from. The missions that they accept that they go on for the companies or people hire them out, they call them shadow runs, hence the name. Yeah, I may have got some of that confused with Syndicate, but it's a very similar thing. Those two, there's a lot of shit kind of like that now, but I think Shadowrun's kind of like the main one, you know what I mean, of that type of mixture between, like, fucking, again, just like it's fucking William Gibson fucking novels and shit, and Blade Runner's kind of like where cyberpunk fucking was first kind of introduced, but mixing that shit with magic is kind of Shadowrun's thing. So Dragonfall starts out, you can create your own character, and yeah, what's great about Shadowrun is, you know, it has such like a simple rule set. Yeah, I've read through like the original pen and paper game they had there, the RPG. I've read through that game manual a few times, and I've played a lot of a few of the games, and it's just all very like common sense. Low numbers you're dealing with. I mean, you can just do whatever you want. You can't really make like a wrong choice about how you build out your character. You know, it's balanced. Every class and skill you pick's useful. Building the character there is like, I have faith that whatever I do, it'll work out in the game. You know what I mean? It's just gonna alter the choices that you have available to you. You might have to play a little bit differently, but you'll be able to fucking make something happen with the character that you create. So, I made a female elf shaman because, I don't know, fuck it, why not? I mean, I wasn't really sure what a shaman does, aside from, like, reading the little blurb they have there in the character creator. It's like, oh, she summons fucking elemental spirits to fight for you and reads people's auras or some shit. All right, yeah, sure, whatever. Find out what that is. I'll figure it out on the job, on the run. Then you start the game and you're on a titular shadow run with a few other characters. You're breaking into a museum in Germany and, you know, get the data, get out, that type of thing. A cakewalk of a run, if there ever was one, right? But yeah, I think things go south. The team leader jacks into the Matrix and she gets her brain fried, and then she appoints you to head up the rest of the job. And yeah, the team ends up running into a trap where there's a giant ogre with battle armor. He's got a fucking Gatling gun, and he blocks you off in the basement and traps you in there. And you just have to try to survive long enough to escape, you know, a certain number of turns. And so yeah, I mean, it was a setup, and you have to you may have stumbled into a dragon's lair, not that. Not the game Dragon's Lair, but the lair of a dragon. The dragon could be an ancient one from the long, long ago, and if he reawakens, he could destroy the city and start a tyrannical takeover of the world, something like that. You go back to your base and you try to follow. You're trying to follow like the clues that you find, like, you know, of, you know, who hired you for the run, what happened to the team leader when she was jacked into the Matrix there, like what killed her, what fried her brain, you know what I mean, and so on. Just following it, you know, it's like a mystery, almost like you're reading like a detective novel with all the literally a detective novel, because again, you're reading fucking text a lot of it. I'm sitting there like streaming it. I'm just like, you know, reading through text, you know, ton of text, reading it and fucking, you know, streaming it and shit. Yeah, it's probably a horrible fucking game to stream, by the way. I was fucking streaming it because I fucking stream everything and I really don't care. But it's basically fucking, you know, read along with me the game if somebody was to watch it. Like, oh, I hope we read it at the same speed. Otherwise, you're going to be fucking really bored or you're not going to be able to follow what's going on because I'm just fucking moving right along here. Lots and lots of text. Tiny text, too. I don't, most people watching could even fucking read it, you know, unless they were watching it blown up full screen and on a TV or a monitor. If you're on a fucking phone, forget about it. There's no way in hell you're fucking reading anything I was doing. Because, again, I've got the 21:9 monitor and I'm playing, you know, I'm playing on that and, like, I'm squinting, like, trying to read it. Like, I'm leaning forward and shit. And, you know, squinting, and it was, I tried looking up a way to scale the text up, like blow it up. You can do that with some games, like Warhammer. I know is like an option, like fucking, oh, you know, bigger text or whatever, like text scaling. You do that, and it's fucking like, oh no, it gets really big. You could fucking read that shit fine, but and there is an option in the menu I checked off, which is, you know, whatever, like high pixel count scaling or whatever. Do that and. Still really small, really fucking tiny text. I mean, it's readable, but barely. But oh well, what are you gonna do? Normally, yeah, something I said quite a few times. I hate RPGs with text dumps. They're like fucking reading books, you know, like Planescape Torment is a fucking awful, awful game. But Shadowrun Dragonfall, I just don't mind one bit that I'm just reading a bunch of shit. You know, because A, you know, it's very, very well written. You know, the guys who wrote it gave a shit. You know, you can tell that they are Shadowrun lore guys. But you know, it's not a bunch of exposition dumps. All the characters have, like, you know, unique voices and dialect, and yeah, it's like a dime store in a detective novel. You know, talking to all these like seedy characters, trying to get information out of them. It's not just the same shit over and over again with, like, you know, do that, like, oh, talk to this guy, he's gonna just give you, oh, here's the history of blah blah blah, you know, and, you know, and 1932, like, you know, this guy did this, and this guy, and you talk to somebody else, like, oh, hi, my name's fucking Mark. Oh, in 1932, this guy did this, but then another guy did this. I don't know if you knew that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's the same shit over and over again. They do that. So, yeah, I mean, there's no, like, fluff, you know, they're not, like, repeating shit, so everything that you're fucking coming across, you're paying attention to. You can't even, like, talk to, you know, you can't even, like, talk to somebody, have them, like, repeat what they said. It's like everything is fucking new that you're reading. So, and B, also, the combat in the game is brutal. That's my jam. So, yeah, the sweet spot for me for turn-based RPGs is, I can deal with a slow burn of a story as long as, like, when shit goes down, it's really violent and satisfying. You know, that first Shadowrun game from that these guys did, Shadowrun Returns. It's, you know, Dragonfall is kind of the same, but, you know, from what I've played, I think it might be a little bit better. They just polished it up a little bit. Again, from what I remember, I played that Shadowrun Returns when it came out a while ago. Combat's still a big part of the game, and, you know, it's fun. I mean, it's kind of XCOM. I drew the XCOM comparison, and it's not quite that hard, but it's not easy either. I mean, it's simple, it's straightforward. You're moving your guys around on tiles, trying to take cover, flank around enemies, and use each character's abilities correctly. You know, try to get, like, the tanky troll with the shotgun. Try to get him up front so we can eat most of the damage. And the Decker is running around. You know, if you have, like, a character that can, like, plug into, like, the Matrix, like, he's running around going to different terminals, or, you know, you can have him, like, activate, deactivate turrets, turn him friendly, that type of thing. you know, like a medic who has like just this, like a shitty pistol, like try to have him like towards the back, but you also want him like close enough so that he can get to people if they need healing. You know, get like a street samurai, like a melee character, and you just have him kind of running around, flanking everybody and finishing them off and getting to cover afterwards, so he's not just kind of like out in the open getting fucking nailed. I'm playing the character I'm playing as is a shaman, which is kind of like a mage, I guess, but the main attack that she has is like an acid bolt. Fling acid at people and it eats away their armor over a couple of turns. And you know, there will be interactive spots around the map where you can, you'll see like a little skull icon on there, and you just click on that, and that'll summon elemental creatures. You know, there'll be like an exposed wire or something like that, and fucking you click on that, and there's like an electric guy pops out of it, or like whatever. There's a fire somewhere. Click on that. It's a fire, fucking elemental or water, that sort of thing. Or you can summon them yourself if you have a talisman, those are like single use consumables you have to find. You have to like find them by, you know, around the levels, or you buy them from vendors. And the elementals that pop out, they're pretty cool looking. They're like doom monsters or something like that. Once they're in play, you can command them like they're another team member. But each turn, you have to use some of your action points to roll to see if you can keep command of them. You do like a whatever, just, you know, again, like rolling a die, and the more action points you use towards that, like the better chances you have. And yeah, if you fail that, they go rogue and they start like attacking like whoever they feel like, you know, friendly or enemy. They just kind of do their own thing. So yeah, again, it's just like simple on the surface, but you have to keep in mind, yeah, you just have like so many options that you can choose while you're fighting. It's like, you know, you're constantly making hard choices. It can turn from like an easy victory if like I got this shit, and then it's just like, oh, but one like wrong move or whatever, like bad roll, and it's just fucking like, all right, now it's just a clusterfuck, and that can change on a dime. Even the very first combat scenarios is it's not really a given that you're going to get through it. Like, it's not, like, super easy. It's fucking, like, no, you still got to, like, take advantage of all this cover and do it right. Think about what you're doing. You know, you'll be, like, scraping by a lot of the time. It's like, oh, I'm almost done with this. I got this. And then, like, a door will open and, like, fucking, like, half a dozen new fucking enemies will rush in. But it's well-balanced. Like, it doesn't really feel cheap. It's just kind of, like, anxiety-inducing, you know? Shadowrun Dragonfall is a really, really good game. When I first started playing it, I was like fucking like, oh yeah, you know, a bunch of text, great, you know. Then it's fucking like, all right, once you start getting into it a little bit, just you know, what's funny, it's definitely a good game, and it's got like some social justice fucking leanings in it. You know, it's just like a lot of the females in the game are like blue haired dykes. Fucking Lenny Dykstra got his teeth knocked out so he could give a better blowjob in prison. Fucking stupid joke, but fucking hear it repeated over and over again and get stuck in your head. It's got some like social justice shit in it. They're clearly using like the other races in the game as like stand ins for like minorities or whatever, and yeah, but it's fucking, you know, it's well written fucking game. The gameplay is good, and so it's like, you know, that shit doesn't fucking bother me at all. It's funny too. It was only made like 6-7 years ago or something like that. And like some of the language that they use, the game takes place in Germany, and fucking, you know, one character is talking about like getting revenge on a gang of like fascists. You know, and he's saying like, oh, because he's German, he has a personal thing against fascists and shit, and you have to do like a double take of like how gay shit is now. You know what I mean? To like the to the context of like what like fascist meant like a few years ago, you know what I mean? So it was fucking like, oh, you know, he's talking about like actual fucking fascists, you know, he's not, it's like, oh, you know, they're just fucking bad dudes, got it, bad guys, okay. And yeah, then the game gives you the option to essentially, you know, call him a faggot and just like just tell him to shut up and shit and just, which of course never fly today. So, you know, it has artistic merit and, is what I'm trying to say, I guess. You know, when they bring up like the fictional politics and like the Shadowrun universe and, you know, they use that as like a stand-in for like real world politics. You know, a lot of the old school RPGs did that. Yeah, they did that quite a bit. But then, as you know, if those games like a few years ago, even it's fucking when they did that, it was actually like interesting, and you know, there's some like nuance to it, and like it's not just fucking ham-fisted virtue signaling that we get now is fucking, oh, you know, does your character hate Nazis, or does he really hate Nazis, you know, because it's fucking, you know, hashtag resist or whatever, you know, it's fucking, well, it's what we get now from these fucking talentless hacks. There's no fucking thought to it at all. You know, it's fucking black and white, you know, fucking villains and heroes and whatever, but yeah, so yeah, I get sucked into it, fucking playing, Shadowrun Dragonfly. It's fucking excellent so far. So good pick me, I guess. Then Pit People finally came out of early access, and yeah, if you don't know what Pit People is, I mean, I talked about that fucking way back, like years ago. And Pit People is another turn-based strategy game, because, you know, I was again just going further down that rabbit hole of refusing to play Into the Breach because it looks like shit. And yeah, Pit People doesn't look like shit. It's from the Behemoth. Those are the guys who did Alien Hominid, Castle Crashers, and Battle Block Theater. And yeah, you know, I've liked all their games. All the games they've done, I fucking liked. So, and I like their art style too. But what about Pit People? I mean, I hear that the Pit People look like Pit and talk like people. But yeah, it's a weird looking game. All the games, the Behemoth, like all the games are fucking weird. Yeah, it's borderline randomness for the sake of randomness, and almost like fucking Adult Swim humor, as I call that. Just fucking, it's like, here's a bunch of shit we just threw together. Isn't that funny? Not really, but so it's like borderline that. It's also very like Monty Python, part like South Park. For instance, from what I understand of the story, and I know I say that a lot of, you know, from what I understand of the story, but you try to make sense of this shit. There's a giant cosmic dead bear floating in orbit above the Earth, or whatever this planet is, you know. So there's a giant bear, it's all fucking torn apart. And I think there was some kind of like Lovecraftian, like old god battle that happened, and this fucking giant bear god died, and it's fucking floating above the Earth. And yeah, so his dead body is fucking just bleeding acid bear blood from the sky, kind of like a xenomorph, I guess. So it's just fucking raining acid bear blood. So the game starts off, and it's kind of like quickly gloss over that. It's like, oh yeah, it's a dead bear floating there, and here's the game. And yeah, you're controlling a guy with a sword and a piece of fence for a shield he's using. And yeah, you're defending your house and your son from these like marauders. They're just attacking you, shooting arrows at you and shit, like attacking your house. And yeah, this is the tutorial. That's what they do. I mean, there's like some, somebody's narrating everything with a voiceover telling you the just telling you the basics of the game. And yeah, I mean, Pit People is like the simplest of fucking simple turn-based strategy games. That's not a bad thing at all. I mean, all you have to do is fucking move your characters on a hex grid. And yeah, they pretty much have like a mind of their own and just place them somewhere, and they just kind of like decide who they're gonna attack like on their own. pick their own targets, like do their own thing. But anyway, there's like a rock, paper, scissors relationship between like, you know, certain weapons and armor and, I think elements later on is like, whatever, it's like, you need like a, whatever, blunt something, you know, blunt weapon will, if somebody has a helmet, the fucking blunt weapon will work better than a sword and like, you know, vice versa, like that type of thing. Yeah, but I mean, the game will show you right there. So, you know, you have a preview of, like, where you're moving. And, you know, if you're moving near an enemy that you're going to be good against, there's a big, like, thumbs up next to him. Or if it's a bad matchup, you get, like, a thumbs down pretty much. So it's super easy to fucking read the game and get that, you know. So yeah, you move your entire party, you know, one at a time. You just fucking, like, all right, like, where they are, you just fucking hit okay. And they always kind of do all their thing. They do their shit simultaneously. Just it takes like a second. They just fucking run after, you know, after like the setup. They just all like clash into everybody and start fighting them. And fucking then numbers pop up. And then, you know, then goes to the enemy's turn and repeats. You know, just do that over and over pretty much. So yeah, in the tutorial, they set it up so you think that the father, you know, the father that's fighting is gonna die, and then it's fucking like, oh, you know, the son who's in the house, like watching everything, like he's gonna have to go out, like avenge the father, you know, like typical RPG, like cheesy storyline type thing. You know, the narrator is saying like, oh, you know, this fight was hopeless, like, you know, why is he even trying, you know, and fucking he's you know, the father fought valiantly, but there's no way he's gonna be able to defeat the, you know, this forest and shit, and just, you know, his son looked on fucking hopelessly and all that shit. So yeah, you know, but you know, you're controlling the father, you're fighting, you're learning shit, and the narrator starts getting pissed that you're not dying, and then a giant bear paw comes down from the fucking sky and it crushes the house and kills the kid. And so yeah, unexpected. It's a weird game. Yeah, there's a, you know, again, from what I played, there's barely a story at all. It's just kind of like a bunch of random shit happening, like one after the other. You go to a main hub right after that, right after the tutorial, and you can, it's just like all this shit's there. You just go off and do, it's like, you know, go do PvP, go do co-op, fuck around with your loot. There's a lot of, there's an absurd amount of loot in the game. You can customize every character, you know, swap their heads, their fucking weapons, and swap everything around, their shields and all that. If the gameplay itself is like simple, like the customization options for your characters is just like, again, it's just so crazy. Like there's so many options. It's almost like overwhelming. I mean, trying to keep track of like, what the hell, like what can I swap out? What's going on here? Like, what do I have? Like, just again, it's just tons and tons of just different pieces you're fucking just cobbling together to fucking make somebody and just fucking, you know, trying to do whatever. Then it starts getting confusing, like who's who and, you know, who is what equipped and, especially when you have like five or six people in your party, you know, trying to figure out like who's who and like fucking like what do I have here, and just going back and forth between like that and like, you know, the other party members you could bring is a fucking list of like, eventually, like, you know, it's a huge list. You could have like hundreds of fucking people you can just fucking pick from. There's just a fucking, there's a ton of options. You know, do you want to put like permadeath mode? Do you want to hire mercenaries to fight with you? Do you want to pick up like these optional quests and do those? Do you want to play like some endless tower mode? It took me a while to figure out like how do I just leave this place and play the main game? You know what I mean? It's confusing. There's just so much shit there. I'm sure it'll make sense after a while, but yeah, when you first go in there looking at it for the first time, it's fucking insanity. It's just like, just weird shit. Just like, again, it's all these options. It's all, again, a very, very weird game. So, once you get out of there, you go to there's like an overworld map. You're just bombing around in. You're in some sort of covered wagon. And you can either fight people or you can use a bomb. You can use that to like stun them and move past them, which is nice. So, you know, there's no like random bullshit battles you got to deal with if you don't want to. You can always fight them and get like XP or whatever. But Yeah, the map's huge. You know, there's just coins scattered all over it. You can just grab for extra cash. And I fought some like beach gang. It was fucking gang on a beach, and the fucking then as I'm fighting them, this pirate ship comes out of nowhere, crashes into the shore, and this French broad comes out, and she, you know, joins up with the party. Yeah, I mean, the voice work in the game is fucking great. I mean, besides, like, the narrator, like, all the other characters, they talk in, just gibberish with, like, subtitles. But, yeah, it's just, like a mix of, like, Simlish and South Park's Canadian, like, the Canadian accent they do. And then, like, then whatever nationality the character is meant to be. I'm not even going to try to fucking do one of the voices. I don't do voices. I can barely do my own fucking voice, but, yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, it's just fucking goofy, silly. So yeah, then you have like the French broad in your party, and she has a net that you can use to capture enemies. And if you do that, then they'll join your team. You know what I mean? So it's got like, you can, again, just, but it's a Pokemon, I guess, or whatever the fuck, you know, just capture the enemies, they join your team, you can fucking use them next time. So yeah, I mean, the next main mission is you have to capture a cupcake, and he's your healer. Again, it's a weird fucking game. Then I had to fight General Custard, and yeah, then I lost power at my house, so yeah, we had some nasty fucking 90 mile per hour fucking winds. My lights went out. That sucked. And yeah, I mean, I was hoping, like, probably something that's going to last like an hour or so. Then nope. Fucking days again. It's 4 days later. Still no fucking power. A tree took out fucking both, you know, my lines from like the street to the house, like the fucking power line, the fucking cable line, Comcast cable line. So yeah, I'll be straight with you guys. I actually didn't get to play a whole lot of games this week. So, yeah, most weeks I have the opposite problem. You know, lots of gaming, and then I'm fucking like, oh shit, you know, I have to say something on this fucking shit show here. Yeah, and I kind of like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'll fucking, here's like, you know, 2% of what I actually played. Now fuck off, you know what I mean? Just fucking something. Yeah, because I love you guys. But yeah, this week a lot of filler, a lot of stretching. You know, I mean, I had plenty of time to just sit there in the fucking with no power in a fucking notebook and just fucking really stretch out the fucking bullshit. You know, nothing better to do, really. But on the bright side, at least it was fucking freezing cold outside, so that's always a plus. You have no heat. Yeah, so every day this week, I still had to go to work, so I'm like, I had to take like a fucking Mexican shower. That's when you wash yourself in the sink. You know, you just take like a washcloth, or, you know, I guess the traditional Mexican way is to do it with your hands. But yeah, you know, I just had a fucking washcloth and just fucking get that wet and throw some soap on there and just kind of scrub yourself down. So yeah, I do that like every day before it got dark. Do that, fucking put on new clothes, and then just like slept in my clothes. Like as soon as it got dark, I fucking sleep in my clothes, fucking sweatshirt, everything just fucking bundled up. It's like 30 degrees in the fucking house. Then get up at like 9 o'clock. Get up 9 o'clock at night, and I'd go up to my car, fucking crank the heat, charge my phone, and then go to work, and I just tell everybody I work with. I'm like, yeah, I haven't fucking showered in days, so probably stay the fuck away from me. I probably stink, and plus, just stay the fuck away from me. It's always a plus. You have an excuse, just like everybody, just fucking get away from me. Just leave me alone, pretty much. I also pulled some Mad Max shit to try to get gas. Like the first day, there's no fucking power. I'm like, shit, I'm gonna need to go to my car and fucking whatever. Only way to charge my phone, like the only fucking contact I have. I mean, you know, I gotta do it. So, you know, they say you never really know yourself until you're faced with a crisis. Yeah, it turns out I'm a psychopath. So. I mean, I know myself pretty okay. I could have told you that before, but I guess I know myself pretty well. Because when shit goes down, yeah, it's pretty much what I expect. So, yeah, more or less the entire town had no power, and the towns around me too. Except there's, you know, one small patch in the center of my town that had power. So did you, going there to do anything to get anything down is a fucking disaster. Just fucking lines of cars, fucking all, you know, crisscrossed into the street for miles, like waiting in line for everything. But I needed coffee, so fuck it, you know. I'll wait half an hour for that. But then I'm like, yeah, well, I'm out. I might as well get gas too. You know, fucking gas station's like right next door to the Dunkin' Donuts. So, get a bunch of assholes and fucking giant trucks like beeping against a huge line, like fucking, you know, half a mile down the street, and all these fucking cars and fucking huge trucks like beeping, fucking people yelling at each other like, "Oh, you fucking move, you fucking asshole! You know, where the fuck am I supposed to go? Fucking, you know, I've been waiting here for an hour already." So I'm like sitting in this and just like, "Oh, Jesus Christ!" And then I see like an empty pump. You know, I'm like 10, 15 cars back in line from all these fucking people who are getting pissed off, beeping at each other and shit. But, you know, again, these guys are all fucking like these giant trucks and they can't move anywhere. I have like this little fucking shitty car, so, I see like a straight fucking shot for one of the pumps and just like, yeah, fuck it. You know, just fucking vroom, fucking go, cut through everybody. You know, I'm fully expecting to get at least people to start like yelling and fucking, probably getting a fist fight or whatever. But then I'm like, I look like a fucking psychopath. I look like a fucking murderer anyway. So, and my car is a piece of shit too that looks like it's been through a war zone. So, people get the idea. I mean, it's fucking clearly don't give a shit about anything, like whatever. So, and nobody says anything. Like, I just fucking pull right in. Fucking whatever. Everybody's quiet. Psychopath privilege, I guess you'd call that. Then I see there's signs and all the gas pumps saying, our internet is down. Sorry. So I'm like, okay. So what does that mean? Put my credit card in there and then fucking waiting. There's a cute girl at the pump, the car in front of me, and she gets out, and she's like, does that mean, like, the internet down, does that mean, like, you can't use cards or whatever? Like, I don't know, like, maybe. I'm like, I swipe my card and fucking just wait there, just waiting. I'm like, fucking, internet's down, like, whatever, they should have some kind of way to, like, you know what I mean, read the card anyway, you'd think. I used to work at a gas station. We did whatever, we'd fucking, like, just, like, have, like, a thing to swipe it, I don't know what the hell they have now, you think they just, like, store all that shit, or whatever, but, So I'm sitting there, I swipe my card, just fucking, oh, please wait. And I'm like waiting for like fucking 5 minutes. And again, it's a clusterfuck of like pissed off people all around me. I'm just like standing there, just like looked at the pump, like, waiting. And fucking, yeah, I'm just like, I can't back up now either. There's a fucking car behind me. So I'm just like sitting there waiting for like, I couldn't use the card. So I'm like, I have no cash on me. What the hell am I going to do? I had to wait for the girl comes out of the fucking gas. So she walked inside and she came out like 5 minutes later. She's like, "Yeah, no, you can't use cards." She's like, "Yeah, it sucks." But wait for her to fucking pump like whatever $9 worth of gas and leaves. Yeah, then I pull out. I'm like, "Well, I didn't even get gas or whatever." At least I pissed people off. So, you know, wasted people's time. That's always a plus. So. And then I'm driving back, then I see like another gas station, like a quarter mile down the road. There's only like three cars at it. So like, these people are fucking, I'm retarded too, I guess, but these people are also retarded. You could have gone like fucking, you know, 5 minutes down the street. There's nobody at this other one. But the problem there was it was a full serve station, and fucking there's like one attendant there. He's like this old fucking decrepit hippie. He's fucking slow as fuck, so it's taking him like 10 minutes to get like a pump going for anybody. So yeah, so as I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll try here. I'm kind of amped up, so I'm like fucking like, oh, wait in line again. There's only a few people, and fucking again, it gets to my car, and then I'm like, well, I'm not waiting for this fucking guy, so I just get out again. It's self serve. I'm supposed to wait for the guy. I'm like, fuck it, you just get out and fucking just swipe my card myself. It's fucking, I'm like, I'll figure this out. Start fucking hitting buttons and shit. And until it works, I'm like, all right, whatever, dude. Fucking just start going. I'm like, fucking, the guy comes up, he's like, looks over, sees I'm doing it myself. I'm like, fucking, again, I used to work at a gas station. You know, how hard is that? Fucking press buttons until it works. That's how I usually do it. I just give the guy like a dollar for a tip, fucking fill up my fucking tank and drive off. It also turns out he sold like, I don't know, I had like half a tank of gas left. I probably could have waited a few, well, I would have been fine for a few days either way, but whatever. I get caught up in the moment, so what are you going to do? So this has been, again, this has been kind of a slice of life podcast, I'd say. Yeah, it's not the usual in-depth, hard-hitting game journalism I usually practice, but just a little slice of life. It makes you want to, you know, it makes you want to slice your veins open and let the life drain out of them. We made do. I mean, again, fucking, I had to pay for a fucking hotel, but what are you going to do? It's fucking warm in here, and I have lights. And actually, I brought my fucking entire computer, which is fun. My fucking giant desktop computer. I went to, like, there's one hotel, the first one I went to. I guess my brother stayed there, whatever, when he was last up here for, like, whatever, Christmas or whatever the hell it was. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was thinking, like, oh, go to, it's really nice, go to that one, you know. So I'm like, all right, fucking, I was like, oh, you know, it was a fucking lakeside view, this fucking, swimming pool, there's a gym and shit, and all this shit, and fucking drive up there, and, you know, again, it's only like 5 minutes from my house, not a big deal. I go in there, and I'm just, like, thinking, like, well, I want to bring my fucking computer with me, you know what I mean? Fucking, if I'm going to have electricity and heat and shit, at least I want to play games, you know what I mean? So I'm not just going to, oh yeah, cool, light and heat, which is, I guess, essential, you would say. I want to just fucking sit there and, like, read or something. You know, it's like, fucking cool, electricity, I was going to fucking sit there and read, cool, watch TV, bullshit on TV. So I'm like, I was thinking, like, I know some hotels are fucking really douchebags about hooking up your own shit to their TV. They block that shit out, or, like, they plug it up or whatever. So I go to that nice hotel, and then fucking, I'm asking them, like, do your TVs just have, like, an HDMI hookup I can just fucking use to plug in whatever? And the lady just fucking just had no idea what the fuck I was talking about. Like, oh, you can't plug shit into the TV. Like, fuck. Why do you want to do that? I'm like, well, I have a computer. Yeah, I'm going to bring a computer and shit. And need, like, at least an HD. I have, like, a fucking giant, wide-ass monitor. I'm not fucking moving anywhere. I'm not bringing that around with me. It's not very sturdy. At least the computer can fucking take a few beatings and be all right. But she's like, oh, well, we have computers in the lobby here you can use. No, dude, just forget it, dude. Fucking left. And then they call, and I'm like, fucking, like, another hotel close to me is fucking, it's a cheaper, shittier hotel. But I'm like, yeah, I need a room. He's like, smoking? I'm like, yep. I don't think you even fucking smoke. It's like, oh, that was like a smoke-free environment, like some fucking, like, whatever, upper-class fucking place, the other one. I have a fucking smoking room. That's a fucking 100% fucking bonus, dude. And it's cheaper. And I'm like, do you have an HDMI hookup? And he's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, fine. So, yeah, fucking, that's the way I went. Scummier hotel, but it's great. Fucking smoking here, fucking doing this shit. Yeah, then I bring my fucking computer up here, dude. I'm fucking just like, all like, yeah, and it's not like that big of a deal. It's fucking a bunch of cords or whatever. Then I fucking, get it all hooked up. But yeah, it's been like fucking like 4 days since I fucking hooked the thing up after it just fucking died on me playing fucking Pit People because of the power. So, like, all right, get everything, fucking hook up my HDMI cord, fucking power cord, mouse, keyboard, and fucking headphones. I'm like, all right, good to go, dude. Fucking Xbox control. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be fucking awesome. Just hook it right up to the TV. It should be fine. Fucking plug it in. Hit the power button. Nothing, dude. Nothing. No fucking power. Fuck. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, fucking, I'm like, dude, I take, like, the wrong power cord. I'm like, nah, I can't be that. There's only one fucking power cord that'll fit into this fucking thing. Like, switch outlets. Fucking, no, it's two outlets. So two fucking poles, you know, on the fucking outlet. Fucking try it again. Nope. Switching back and forth, like, trying just on the power supply, like, fucking off and on, just like, dude, it was fucking awful, dude. I'm like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. There's no, I was thinking, like, you know, when the power went out, did it fucking fry the fucking power supply? Like, I'm like, you gotta be fucking shitting me again. I've been finally, after 4 days, power, dude, all amped up, dude, and fucking no power. Then I switched outlets and turned right on. It's fine. It's fucking awesome. Pretty happy. So, yeah. This is what we're doing. So yeah, hopefully next week. Anyway, we'll get back to the normal mediocrity we've settled into so comfortably. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. And I'm Absolute Deicide. Play video games and play them while you can. I'll say that.
Bear, we'll pay for your artwork. Can't find any other way to get in touch with you. Oh, sweet. Kiwi Bear, listen to this. And if she's not still here, please someone send this to her. Absolute Decide at Grunt Free Press. Absolute, spelled that way, Decide, D-E-I-C-I-D-E, at Grunt Free Press. So email Absolute Decide. Sell some art, Kiwi. A guy wants to buy your art. So make that happen. Yeah, there you go.